Well, hello there, and welcome to True Crime Bones, with me, your host Marissa, also known as Bones. And this is number two, part two, episode two. I'm not sure what to call it yet. In the currently in South Africa segment, where I share quick current crime-related events with you guys, trying to shed and keep the light on what's happening in South Africa, my country, trying to spread awareness. So, with that said, let's get into what's happening this week in South Africa with these five stories. Valentine's Day. For most people, it's something when you think about, like, sweets, hearts, candy, love, or the fact that you're not getting anything, you're single, heartbreak. There's a lot of stuff that can go with Valentine's Day. For us in South Africa, Valentine's Day usually comes with one thing in mind. Oscar Pistorius, who, on Valentine's Day, the year of 2013, 8 years ago to be exact, murdered his girlfriend Ria Westenkamp. Now, I am going to do a series on the Oscar Pistorius case, but not to get into all of the detail, keep everything short, as this is an update. I just would like to share that everyone got hit with a knock, because guess what? I don't know, for those who are on Oscar's side, I try not to be biased, but I'm sorry, I'm against him, in the sense, I'm not happy with what's happening, and that is the fact that he will get parole in the year 2023, March. So, for those who are, pro-Oscar, I guess, that's great news. That's horrible. So, to give you guys a quick what's up. The recent decision by the Supreme Court to appeal to amend its ruling and allow the convicted murderer Oscar Pistorius to be eligible for parole in March 2023 has left Ria Westenkamp's family emotionally raw. Of course, I mean, who wouldn't? This according to the family's legal representative, Tanya Kun, who said this decision to amend the ruling of the Paralympian sentence could not have come at a worse time. I mean, obviously, because this is at the anniversary of her death, as she was murdered on Valentine's Day, after Pistorius shot four times through the door, bathroom door, to be exact, thinking she was an intruder. Which, let's be honest, that was lies. Even though Pistorius maintained his innocence and he mistook her for being a burglar, no. Kun said the decision has left the Steenkamps, June and Barry Steenkamp, frustrated and sad, even though they understood that everyone makes mistakes. That is the parents of Ria Steenkamp. And yes, everyone does make mistakes, but that's why there's consequences. Pistorius' father, Henk Pistorius, said the main thing for him was that he understood that parole was a privilege and not a right, and he was convinced his son had more than met the requirements to be granted parole. This is where privilege comes into picture. Because let's be honest, if he wasn't rich, known all over the world, he will still be stuck in jail. However, he did stress that the decision about whether to release Oscar lay with the Department of Correctional Service, which is said, and I quote, "I trust the department to look at his position in a favorable light. Oscar has done great things in his life, and I always tell him that he will still do more great things after his release from prison," end quote. The Supreme Court of Appeal has amended its decision to increase his sentence after it admitted to an error of not taking into account the 506 days Pistorius has already served for his girlfriend's murder. But the Department of Correctional Services said that at this stage, the department would not confirm a date for Pistorius' parole. So we just know it's March. The reason for this, the department spokesperson, Malu said, was because there were certain processes that had not been followed. She said, and I quote, all inmates in South Africa became eligible for parole consideration after serving the minimum required time. This, however, does not guarantee parole placement, but is a privilege that must be earned following our prescripts and ultimately the inmate's readiness for social reintegration. End quote. Pistorius was initially found guilty of culpable homicide, but when he appealed to... Sorry, that is a truck thorn. But when he appealed to the Supreme Court of Appeal in 2015, that was changed to murder. In December 2017, Pistorius turned to the Constitutional Court seeking to overturn the higher prison sentence handed down by the Appeals Court in November of the same year. The Supreme Court had increased his sentence by 13 years and 5 months, more than doubling the sentence from 6 years he initially received for the shooting. But yet, that is all seems to be useless. I mean, if he gets released in 2013, I mean, what? He did 10 years for the murder? This is privilege. So on to our second story. This is going to be a very quick one as there is not a lot of information, you know, yet available. A car was hijacked by two suspects. The end, police shot and killed one. Another one still on the run. So let's get into it. Oh, this happened on the 9th of February, Johannesburg. Police in Johannesburg have killed an armed suspect carjacker after an early morning car chase and shootout in the streets of Alexandra on Tuesday morning. Police said they recovered an unlicensed firearm at the scene and a car which had been reported to be hijacked in Roy Hayskraal near Centurion. A young girl had been taken to the hospital after she was knocked down by the speeding hijacked car. Now, this was a 6-year-old girl. Luckily, she is recovering and it's not fatal. Thank goodness. Gauteng Provincial Police spokesperson Captain Mavela said the shootout ensued in the streets of Alexandra Township in the early hours of Tuesday morning. He said police were searching for the second suspect who escaped on foot during the shootout. Officers from the Rapid Response Unit and Johannesburg Flying Squad intercepted the suspects driving a white Audi A4 that was reported hijacked. Two suspects started shooting at the police and a shootout ensued. One of the suspects was shot and killed while the other suspect jumped out of the car and fled on foot. That's it. That's all we have. Nothing else found. Unfortunately, only photos available and I can't share them on Instagram. I will share the car that was found, but other photos... I'm already shadow banned, so no. Story number 3. Guns and traditional medicines were found in an armed gang's car following a shootout. Now, this took place on 10th of February and in Durban. Three robbery suspects were shot dead while a security company director is recovering in a hospital following a high-speed chase shootout in Pinetown, west of Durban CBD. You know, it's like the district area of Durban. One of the spokespersons for the security company, which is called Marshall Security, said... Officers from the special operations team and police had spotted a vehicle wanted in connection with a group of robberies in the Greater Durban area. According to him, when the suspects realized they were being followed, they sped off. During the shootout, Director of Marshall Security Tyrone Powell sustained a gunshot injuries. Tyrone was rushed to Crompton Hospital, where he was and is now in stabilized condition, and has since been transferred to another hospital for treatment. Police said they gave chase, and suspects eventually lost control over their vehicle and crashed into a garage in Josiah Kmeade Road. They said six suspects got out of the vehicle and engaged in gun battle with the police officers, and officials from the security company also responded. One officer was injured when he was struck in his arm and chest. He was transported to a local hospital where he remains in stable condition. During the shootout, three suspects were fatally wounded, whilst a fourth was injured and taken to hospital. Two suspects fled the scene, and a manhunt for them is still continuing. So, police also found a number of items of traditional medicine in the vehicle, as well as a two-way radio and other implements used by a gang to commit robberies. Police in Pinetown are investigating cases of attempted murder, unlawful possession of firearm and ammunition, as well as an inquest. Detectives are convinced that this gang will be linked to a number of recent robberies in the Great Durban area. I will be sharing the photos, okay, unfortunately not for firearms, but of the traditional medicine they found in the car on Instagram, so you guys can have an idea what's going on. And that's it. That's all information out right now. So, they haven't done... Well, no arrests further have been made. Our fourth story. Actually took part, well, the discovery was made on the 5th, rest on the 7th, and today, time of recording, it's the 12th, the mother actually made her first court appearance this morning for the murder, a 25-year-old woman, for the murder of her two children, a 5-year-old and 8-year-old daughters, in Pretoria, Artridgeville to be exact. Pretoria mother, unfortunately no names have been released, had appeared in Artridgeville Magistrate Court this morning with the double murder of her two children, aged 5 and 8. South African Police Service said the bodies were burned beyond recognition when they were found. The two girls' bodies were discovered on the 5th of February in an abandoned home in Artridgeville. Now, I have to admit, I was shockingly surprised that they were able to discover the identities of the two children so quickly. As it is South Africa, and things don't go as planned. And not only just identify the bodies, but, you know, being able to link the mother, the 25-year-old freaking mother, who poisoned and then burned her two children to death. After the gruesome discovery made by neighbors, and police were informed, they arrested the mother on the 7th of February, the Friday. She appeared in court today, surrounding the circumstances. She is being charged with the murder of her two children. Unfortunately, that's all information available right now. There is no motive. I have not released the names of the children nor the mother. And the case continues. And for our fifth and final story, three suspects appeared in court for the murder of a doctor last week. This happened in Pretoria, date 11th February. Three suspects appeared in court in connection with last week's murder of Pretoria East doctor Erna Brits van Zyl. She was bound and suffocated along with her 75-year-old husband during a house robbery at the Erasmus flew off home. The couple was discovered by their son, who got worried when he could not get hold of either parents. He eventually went to their home to check on them, only to make the gruesome discovery. Police spokesperson Captain Mavela said the investigating officer pointed to the case made a breakthrough last Wednesday after a transaction was made at a Big Tree Mall in Moloto with a credit card that was stolen during the house robbery. The investigating officer also discovered that the suspects used the victim's vehicle at the mall, which they stole during the house robbery. Masondo said investigations led to the arrest of the first suspect and the recovery of the stolen vehicle on Thursday, February 4th. The second suspect handed himself over to police in Mpumalanga on Friday, and the third suspect was arrested on Saturday. The two, aged 21, 22, and 30, appeared in the Pretoria Magistrate Court on Monday this week on the charges of murder, attempted murder, house robbery, and theft of a motor vehicle. The case was postponed till February 15th, which will be 2 days after the recording of this episode. So that was the last of our 5 stories. Well, that was the end of the second episode, or part, or in whatever, in the segment of Currently in South Africa. I'm planning on trying doing this weekly basis. I think I might do another one, maybe more than once a week in some cases, if I can put it like that, as there are so much going on, or is going on in South Africa. I will be posting on Instagram, truecrime.bones, which, by the way, is the reason why I've started this segment. And it's up to you guys if what you think, if I should continue doing it, because I'm unable to share the cases and stories and updates like I used to on my page. And I mean, that is the main reason why I started the Instagram page, is to show what's going on in South Africa. I will be sharing a post saying, you know, this episode, and with each, just photos what I can find and allowed, you know, to post with the headline, so you guys can just know which headline fits what imagery. Also let me know down there what you guys think. I know this is a little rough, but if it's something you would want me to continue further, like on a regular basis, and any ideas, tips, and so long and so on. For those who didn't catch my first one, because I didn't, that was so quick and hardly done. I've decided to do this because of all the bans on Instagram. So I'm basically taking everything from Instagram to the podcast. This will not be interfering with my regular scheduled and episodes on the True Crime Bones podcast, as there is a series coming soon, actually in 2 days from this recording. So yeah, please let me know what you guys think. It's up to you, my lovely listeners, my amazing listeners, if you want this to continue. And remember, stay safe. Ta-da!